Greetings. I'm Jonathan Alexander. I am the editor of College Composition and Communication, and we are here today with Professor Chase Bullock, who has written an article called Is College Worth It? Arguing for Composition's Value with the Citizen Worker. I'm joined not only by Professor Bullock, but also by editorial assistant Jasmine Lee. Chase, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, it's great to be with you.
Great. So one of the interesting things about your article is that you were really asking composition to take stock of itself and to think about how it understands its own relevance, how it understands the way that it, if I can say it this way, creates value that is then understood by students, especially at a time when there are a lot of national debates about the as you put it, the worth itness of college. Is college mm-hmm. really worth it? Is college a good bargain, a good deal? And you work through some very interesting arguments about what you call students' market-driven motivations, and you ultimately propose that composition could forward the notion of the citizen worker as a way for us not only to address the needs of students and their sort of instrumentalized understanding of writing and writing skills, but also as a way to be true to some of composition's more citizen-oriented or civic-oriented ways of doing its business. So it was a delight to work with you on this essay and to get this essay into publication. And we'd like to ask you just some questions about it, starting with what drove you to this particular piece? What's the story behind this piece? How did you come to work with these concepts?
Yeah, so when I started writing the piece, it must have been towards graduation season, because it felt like I was completely steeped in this question of whether college is worth it. And I didn't like the answer that I felt like I had to give either way. Of course I couldn't say no. I'd be out of a job if I were telling people, college somehow is not worth it, but it would be foolish not to recognize the costs associated with attendance and things like this. And it became especially troubling for me when I thought about my students from working class backgrounds or first generation college students who often get to college hearing that it's great, that it's worth it, that they're going to get this great job, and then aren't provided the institutional support to make it all the way through. And so not fully satisfied with either saying yes, it is, or no, it's not, I started to look for reasons why I felt like this was so dissatisfying.
Very cool. We appreciate that. A lot of people are probably who are listening are probably often in the same boat, feeling the same way, that obviously we value what we do. We think the work is important. But when we're pressed, what is the value of this particular work? It's important to have some interesting answers. Jasmine?
In light of the idea you describe students have market-driven tendencies or market-driven concerns, and that we as compositionists and as teachers should be mindful of these of those concerns, I'm wondering if we run the risk as compositionists thinking through our research and our teaching of selling out, of becoming too focused on these market-driven concerns that students are focused on. Is there something that we should be thinking about as the professionals and experts in the field to help students think around market-driven concerns rather than to guide them through them?
Yeah, I think there are a couple of ways that I think part of it is I would push against the idea that we would be selling out, because I think implicit in there is something that we're holding sacred but not naming, and I would question what that might be. But I do totally recognize that we don't want to just play to the whims of the market as we see it today, because that market necessarily will change, student demands will change, and most importantly, political climates will change. And so I think in preparing students to recognize that their sense of precarity, that they need a job, and they everywhere they look, somebody's struggling, I think that that's a legitimate anxiety on their part. And I think that one of the ways that we can respond to these students' anxiety is recognizing that the economic situations that we find ourselves in are often deeply connected to the political environments that we create or as citizens, or that we allow to happen when we're not necessarily as engaged as we could be.
And so how do you see the citizen worker then as simultaneously addressing the students' anxieties while also maintaining the notion of composition civic-mindedness as an important value that, we as a field have cultivated?
Yeah, I think students are reluctant to imagine that their choices of career are also political choices or could also be political choices. And so when I have students who say they want to be engineers because they want to live an economically comfortable life, I wouldn't object to them living an economically comfortable life, but I think it's important for us to ask why some groups are privileged over others, but also importantly to recognize that no matter what their specific career path, they're going to be faced with challenges, environmental challenges, conflicts surrounding race and identity, conflicts surrounding class position, gender, and that they're going to need to be able to respond to those, not just as people or as citizens or as engineers or workers of whatever sort, but as everything at once. So when I write about the citizen worker, it's an attempt to say, we don't have to cede ground and say that today we're going to talk about race and tomorrow we're going to talk about your jobs and futures. But to say that at once, when we talk about jobs and futures, we also talk about race and gender dynamics. We also talk about class, all of them at once. So, yeah.
It's very interesting. And as somebody who has been very much influenced by and identifies with the social turn in the field and increasingly the public turn as well, I resonate in my soul with what you're saying. How would you address people who might say, though, that we're asking composition to do too much, that in a way composition, as it takes on not just training students to think of themselves as writers and to develop, you know, writing skills, habits of mind, strategies, et cetera, even critical thinking, that we're taking on, you know, helping them to imagine new and more equitable and sustainable worlds. Where do we draw the line? Do we draw the line in terms of what our can be doing?
It's certainly overwhelming. And once we pull out the list, right, like here are the checklist of things that you should pay attention to, and each one of them is equally important and all happening simultaneously. Good luck. That's certainly overwhelming for us as professors, as teachers, but for our students as well. I think my first response would be to say that, and maybe this is a lazy response, but to say that in the absences of us engaging with it directly, we're not removed from it. And so I think not talking about students' positions as citizen workers as simultaneously going to be employed and also going to vote or going to participate in society at large. I think by not talking about it, we're not necessarily making it easier on them or us. We're letting the water flow around us. And so in thinking about it as too much work specifically, I would imagine that the conversations where we ask students what is your major, what do you want to do when you get out of college? I think the next best step to get towards the citizen worker is to ask why. And I don't think that question is too big or too difficult. And then layering their answers with our own interests, specifically as compositionists or our interests as advocates for civically minded, rhetorically skilled, literate students out in the world. I don't think that these things are necessarily in tension.
Okay, great. You certainly understand writing as a complex, multifaceted activity that could trigger lots of different kinds of interconnected discussions, you know, from personal to the political, the career, to the communal. It's very intriguing.
So I guess my last question for you is, considering all of those possibilities, what's next for you in terms of your own scholarship?
In terms of my own scholarship, this actually it doesn't stem from my primary research agenda, which focuses on first-generation college students. and how they constitute themselves as public on campus. And so it intersects with, but it doesn't grow out of that agenda. I think with this project in particular, a next step would be to think about how to actually do it, and how to do it in a meaningful way that makes, that resonates with students, that allows them to see citizen worker not as a couple of words that I've offered them at the top of the syllabus, but as a meaningful construct for sorting through social engagements. And so I think as I'm a new faculty this year, and so I'm looking for opportunities to engage with the community at large and paying attention to those kinds of projects and needs, I think is important for me as I think through what a citizen worker pedagogy looks like.
Excellent. You know, if you do that research and write the essay, let us know.
Absolutely, will do.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us, Chase. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you both. I really appreciate your time.